Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone, we hope, down there in the South End. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart, I'm here with a lot of notes.
Yeah, there's a lot going on all over the world. Before we get going, though, I want to talk about our Angel Fall 923 website. We've been getting word that they're one by one taking down our video documentaries. Some people say they can't even find them. Other people are saying, well, there are only half of them are left. They are systematically censoring everything that's truthful. This is a global deep state. This is Satan, who is a liar and a murderer from the very beginning. He hasn't changed. It's all about lies. COVID-19 is all about lies, and the American people are bowing down and they're licking the boots of Satan, and I'm not going to apologize for that because that's exactly what they're doing. And the whole thing is just so overblown. It's absolutely incredible that anyone is buying into this stuff. Report after report, even from Burks, and even the CDC and the others are admitting, well, yeah, we do kind of put other stuff in there as COVID. The hospitals, if you have a death, they make more money if they list it as a COVID death. I don't understand what's wrong with the American people, but it doesn't matter. It's kind of a satanic spell. They have rejected the Bible. They've rejected Christ. Even most of the Christians have rejected what Jesus told them to do. And therefore, I guess you go under a spell, a witchcraft spell. Don't think that Satan's not capable of doing it. Not only is, evidently has done it. But the censorship keeps going, and remember what Jesus said, that the night soon comes when we're not going to be able to do anything, and there will not be any truth out there, because the New World Order cannot stand real truth, because they're a bunch of liars. They are, their conscience is totally seared. They think it's funny when they can kill people like 9/11. They think that's a big joke. That's a satanic sacrifice. And, you know, on and on and on it goes. But the people are not going to rise up. I can almost guarantee they will not rise up. So the deep state, global deep state, they don't have to fear the American people. What they have to fear is Jesus Christ himself. But they are evil to the core, and like Book of Daniel says, the wicked will never understand. So they have chosen their route. Eternal hell awaits, and they think it's a joke. Well, they're going to find out it was not a joke. Anyway, the reports of hiding the videos and even taking down some of our Night Shadows programs is full speed ahead, I guess. And the censorship is just increasing as we go along. And very, very soon you will not be able to see probably any of those video documentaries that we put up for free. So I would advise you to go over there and figure out which ones you want. And if you don't have one of those screen capture deals, buy one. I think they're like $45-$50, and you can download and capture all of them before they're removed, and then you got them on your computer. But anyway, we're going to be searching for some other means, possibly, because all podcast places are going to be censored. They don't bother normal, you know, e-business. That's not what they're after. They are after the truth of Jesus Christ. That they will not tolerate. And it's getting worse. And, of course, the burning of the Bibles out there in Seattle, that's what the Nazis did. It's a symbolic means of what's coming. That's why they did it. They're burning the Bibles. They're telling you who they are and what they mean to do. And the Christians just twiddle their thumbs. But anyway, that's the way it is. Well, what do you think, Larry? I mean, we can only keep this stuff going until they remove it altogether, I guess.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter where you're at, just like Hal Turner, you know, they took his show down last night. And, you know, and you know, he's got different feeds and even, you know, shortwave and AM, and he's still got to him. And it don't matter what you're doing, if you're saying the wrong things, they're coming after you.
Yep. Anyway, I'd like to start with this comment. On October 18, 2019, the prediction of this asteroid, this inbound, was for a miss of 40. Now, this is from Barry Rothman. Was for a miss by 48,500 miles on 9/1/2020. By 7/16/2020, that distance was down to 44,618 miles, but there is uncertainty. Okay, so really what they're saying is the hit or miss that they're calculating is not necessarily very accurate. So you could have an impact event, and they wouldn't even know it, but I'll tell you one thing, even if they did know it, they're not going to say anything about it. And they say that this asteroid is traveling at a speed of 18,253 miles per hour. It measures 22 meters to 49 meters in diameter. NASA considered the asteroid as potentially hazardous, even though there is no threat associated from it due to its small diameter. So it's not very big, but it might do a little bit of trouble. Now, there is a Bible code or Torah code that was run on this, and we mentioned it on, I think, last week, but I want to get through it again. 12 Elu is the date given. Days of their calamity, close to a side or beside, threat, sound the alarm with the trumpets, impact, the earth, space, target, sky, aim for heaven, for their nations. How would you interpret that, Larry?
Well, this was August 4th, constructed by Barry Rothman, a new matrix. And I would interpret that somewhat, especially with the date, 1st September. And I have looked that up myself under space weather and inbound objects, and it's there. And they're showing it coming within 0.3. That's 0.3 of a lunar distance. That's pretty close, and you know, with taking in consideration the moon, you know, being out there as it comes by, also you know, satellites, and also the gravity of the Earth, which could grab objects. And from the way I read that, that it's definitely a threat, and need to sound the alarm, and there's a possibility of an Earth impact. And this, the last three, kind of. It's kind of like, you know, telling humanity, basically, you might want to target this thing and try to knock it out.
That's what I was thinking. And, of course, it goes along with the two movies that they produced about an impact event. Deep Impact was the first one, and then Armageddon, where they tried to go out and then blow it apart. Some scientists say that's not very smart, because then you get a rain of a whole bunch of smaller things, but I guess it is what it is. But what is interesting to me about this is that it appears the
this will impact the earth, because that's kind of what it says. Sound the alarm with the trumpets, impact the earth. And like you just said, it appears as though they try to stop it. Okay, so Day of Calamity is another clue that this thing is not what they're claiming it is. Now, here's another thing that I want to bring, because the dating of it. This is from Mr. Glazerson, Rabbi Glazerson. This is some of the words he's got. Corona is involved in this, so it's maybe during the days of the coronavirus. And it's got sons of Joseph. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day. And it's got Elu 5780 or 2020. Asteroid. Elu is twice, so it's pointing to the month of Elu. Messiah of the Lord your God, son of Jesse. You shall observe it as a day when the horn is sounded. Well, what did we just read from Barry? Sound of the trumpet. What do you think, Larry? I mean, this is two people who approach all this from different avenues, coming up with the identical stuff.
Yeah, and what's interesting to me, Stuart, is the fact that, of course, in Barry's, I don't imagine he even looked or thought to look for Corona, but Glazerson found it, which would either give you a time frame, in other words, during a Corona virus situation.
Yep.
On Earth, this begins to happen. And then on the other hand, though, because of rumors, and I'll just put that rumors that we are hearing, that they're using or trying to use coronavirus as a tool to lock down humanity during the incoming of these objects.
Yeah, I've heard that. Okay, and the second Glazerson, 12th of Elu, that's September 1st, identical same date that Barry Rothman has picked up in his code. So I wouldn't just write it off with all of the other rumors and what you could call them going forth. There may be a lot more to this than we know. You remember the Illuminati code that we went over, I don't know how many days ago or how many shows ago. Now, one of the 1 month, it did not pan out. It hasn't happened. I think it's this month or next month that Yellowstone's supposed to go off. that hasn't happened. And you just don't know, but there were prophecies that Yellowstone would partially go off. In other words, it's not a super volcano eruption. It's only a partial warning about what's coming. Folks, you have to remember, we are moving into the last days of the Matrix, of this age. And it's filled with Earth changes and cosmic events and cosmic signs. And the sun giving off seven times the light it does now. The moon giving off the light of the sun. Earth rotations slowing down, or rather speeding up, possibly. All kinds of bad, bad things happen. And we're entering in. I don't think there's any question. What do you think, Larry? I just don't think there's much question as to where we are on the timeline. What do you think?
Well, yep. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think the timeline's becoming clearer. If you term the word Damascus, but I just wanted to mention before we go there, though, that
yes.
That looking at a lot of the data, you know, I've viewed this incoming asteroid, if you will, the one on September the 1st, and that's the one mm-hmm. the two Torah codes mentioned, but then there's also a European asteroid threat that NASA is just simply not posting or is totally ignoring, and I've seen the data on it that was sent me, and it's set for September the 22nd. And by the way, I don't know if you, well, I'm sure you know it because we talked about it earlier. Space Weather just sent out a post, too, warning that Earth is now entering the Perseid meteor shower stream, and they call it the old Comet 109P Swift Tuttle. Meteors are to peak in the coming week. So we're beginning to enter in, even now, in early August, into some of these streams of meteors.
Yeah, and a lot of those from the Perseid don't hit the Earth, but they're very pretty. But we are entering into a time of, how do I say, space debris. The entire solar system is moving into an area, they claim anyway, that is changing our frequencies. It's got a lot of space debris in it. We have the inbounds that have been pointed out from time to time. And all of this is beginning to come together. And remember, Jesus said, when you see all these things converging, then I'm at the door. That's what he said. So we're watching all these things converge. Now, Barry has another one up, and I'll just read the words. Do you have that in front of you too, Larry, the latest?
The one on Beirut? Yeah, I've got it.
Yes. Yep. You want to read those words?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because of the fact that of this massive explosion that occurred in Beirut, Lebanon, I guess that was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the Barry ran a real quick Tor code and found it. The Tor code's today, August the 5th, 2020. It's under construction still. And he says, port of Beirut explosion encoded with the correct date. Here we are again, the exact date. And let me read them here. There's nine in the matrix. Number one, port of Beirut. Number two, 14th of Av, which is August 4th. Isn't that ironic, Stuart, that the Torah, that the embedded dates are actually being proven totally correct?
Yeah, it is. And, folks,
and,
by the way, this is Barack Obama's birthday, August 4th, Tu B'Av. And we have this big explosion. You might want to just think about that because we don't know when the actual revelation of who Antichrist is. We don't know yet who he is. But it just seems kind of odd that on the birthday of Barack Obama, we have Middle East disturbances. Let's word it that way. Okay, go ahead, Larry, with the...
I'll start over real quick. Number one, port of Beirut. Number two, 14th of Av, August 4th. Number three, the year 5780, or 2020, which this is. And number four, this is where it gets interesting, Stuart. Number four, and with a blast, and number five, of your nostrils were piled up. Six, evil sickness. Number seven, war. Number eight, Russian. Number nine, army of the war. What do you think?
Well, that's kind of interesting when you look at, we can get into the blast maybe a little bit, but war, Russian. Now, the rumors were that some time ago, the Russians had sent into Lebanon, Beirut, some sort of a device. Not sure what kind of a device. I mean, I guess they're going to be arguing over that, and they're certainly going to be arguing over who did it, whether it was accidental, deliberate, whether it was an act of terror, or what it was. They're going to be arguing over this for probably some time. Before I forget, though, I'd like to mention there was a fellow on YouTube who had produced some videos, short videos, and one of his videos posted quite a while before the explosion took place, said that there would be a blast or explosion in Beirut, and that would start the war. In other words, nobody's going to buy into whatever party makes the excuse. So, you know, it's like when you're growing up with your brothers and sisters. She did it. He did it. I didn't do it. And that sort of thing. Any evil sickness, what do you make of that? Well, that kind of reminds me of radiation sickness, maybe. That's what I'm thinking, too, because that's the only kind of sickness that would be an evil sickness, and it sounds like it occurs down the road from this thing. Now, there was a fellow who called me in the afternoon, and I can't remember, but he said there's a certain type of bomb, thermo something. Let's see if I can find what I wrote down here. And it's not a nuclear type of bomb. It is a almost like a bunker buster.
Well, you're probably thinking about a thermobaric bomb.
Yes, that's it. That's it. However,
see, I'm smarter than sometimes I pretend to be.
So, what is a thermobaric bomb? Can you explain that? It does make a huge shockwave.
Yeah, that's one where I think, if I'm correct on this, and we have some of them too, but Russia had some. That's what they were worried about being used against Ukraine. I believe that's where it's a fuel mixture that goes off first and spreads this fuel in a certain pattern, and then the explosion comes and it literally sucks all the oxygen's gone. It's very explosive and does that. But we're getting detailed information that they have detected a 10-time spike in radiation over the blast area of the Mediterranean.
Yeah, no, I don't know how you vet that. That comes from Hal Turner. Of course, he was knocked off the air, like you said, when he was discussing this. So evidently they don't want that out there. But he says, claims, he's got the pictures of where they were sampling the atmosphere for radiation, and there was a 10-time spike over normal, which would indicate, and I don't know if one of those thermal bombs would have any radiation within it. I suppose it would depend on, what do they call those things where they're using radioactive metal or whatever in some of their weapons? I can't think of the name of it right now. And a lot of people got sick over in the Middle East because depleted uranium weapons. So who knows? I guess it really doesn't matter. What matters is an awful lot of people died, and collateral damage was immense, and the blame game will soon be coming down the pike, which may lead very easily to war. Now, the Israeli rabbis, I'm not so sure they should be doing what they're doing, but here's one headline, like Haman, you remember Book of Esther, Mordecai.
Oh, Haman.
Haman, yes, Haman, I'm sorry. Hezbollah chief suffers from evil decree that he made against Israel. This is a headline of a rabbi. So they impaled Haman on the stake, or Haman, I guess how you pronounce it, which he had put up for Mordecai, and the king's fury was abated. That's in Esther 7:10. Of the Israeli Bible. So what they're saying is, well, they issued a warning to Israel that they were going to impart big-time trouble, and instead, they got the trouble. What do you think, Larry?
Well,
obviously, there's a spiritual element to this.
Well, I did find the report, Koenig's International News, Just before this blast, it says, I'm quoting the lead article, Nasrallah in Beirut, Lebanon, had just warned Israel of a coming attack that would destroy Israel and also made threat to destroy Tel Aviv and the Haffa port of Israel. And following that was when that massive blast struck in the port of Beirut.
Yeah. So, who knows who did what? Does it matter, I guess? When war starts, folks, it just spreads. We are going to be in World War III before very long. And Obama himself, Barack Obama, said, World War III is coming, and I can't stop it. Putin told journalists, you know, you guys are flippant about this world war that's coming. You shouldn't be that way, and I can't stop it. It's coming. So the world leaders at that time knew that a big war was coming. And I think they do know it, and I think they know they can't stop it. It's because it's spiritually led. And don't forget what the Lord said. I have my hand out over the nations, and I am going to do my will, and no one is going to stop me. And that includes the UN. That includes Putin. That includes Obama. That includes everybody. Once the Lord decides he's going to do something, that means it's going to be done. And it doesn't matter what you or I or anybody else thinks about it. But this is really, really bad news, I think, because once this blame game starts, and there are other reports, too. Don't forget Isaiah 17 and the taking out of Damascus. It's right there in Isaiah chapter 17, and Larry and I have been, warning people about Daniel 8, Isaiah 17, and Ezekiel 38 and 39. Isaiah 17 is crucial because of what it says. And I believe Isaiah 18 is a reference to America Babylon. But that's just my own take on it. Bad news. Very bad news. And with what's coming, if there is an asteroid impact, and the Bible talks about at least two, maybe three, probably one in the Pacific, one in the Atlantic, and wormwood hits at the head of the waters or poisons that. Larry, do you know what that reference is geographically, the head of the waters? I'm not sure
I'm not
where that
really
is.
I'm not sure where that is exactly.
Well, whatever it is, it poisons the waters, folks, and people die by the hundreds of thousands because it's radioactive. Okay, here's another one. Scientists have warned that a 400-foot tsunami could hit the East Coast if an asteroid hit the Atlantic Ocean. Now, they've been planning on this. There's a document called Air Force 2025 that devotes a chapter to asteroid impact events. They've got it all charted out. I think they have known for a long time that this is coming, and now we're about facing it. What's your take on this concept that this total lockdown from wave number two, COVID wave two, is for the incoming? What do you think about that?
Well, I was going to comment on a couple of things here. I listened to a short amount of an audio earlier today where James McCaney came back out and had a quick interview with John Moore. It was an audio. It wasn't a video. And Moore asked McCaney what he thought of the situation, this massive explosion in Beirut. And McCaney said, and my ears perked up when he talked, McCaney said, the New World Order will have its war, and he said that's where this is going to lead to. And I thought, wow. Now, on what you originally asked me, there was an earlier program, and I sent you a link to it, where that Israeli News Live, where they've moved from Florida, apparently up into Missouri, close to John Moore, and they had John Moore in their studio, and they talked, and I don't know if you had time to listen to that or not, but John Moore seems to indicate insiders are telling him that there's a second wave of corona coming, and the main purpose behind that, and he claims, and I don't have the data, but he claims that it's a permanent shutdown, that, you know, all travel will be immediately stopped. Everybody will remain in their homes. It'll be like martial law. And actually, it's not so much the COVID. It's to put everybody in a lockdown worldwide, I guess, basically, and especially America, before the incoming begins to have impact.
Well, it's kind of interesting because when you lock down, now I take it they mean full lockdown, no airplanes flying, no trains running, no buses, no nothing, only the military, right, would be my guess.
Well, that's what I would surmise from the way he worded it. It was like a complete lockdown other than maybe the military.
Well, what's interesting, too, is a permanent lockdown, because I remember that ne'er-do-well erstwhile Noyes, who has been so accurate about her prophecies concerning the United States, said that there comes a time when where you are is where you are, and you cannot move. So I'm wondering, is that what she's talking about? Because it almost sounds
wow.
that, doesn't it?
Yeah, wow. That's the, you know, I remember you saying that years ago when I was reading her book, and you was talking about Noyes and some of the interviews you'd heard. Red Elk actually knew her, I believe, and
yes.
When you said that, and I remember you saying that she said there would be a lockdown. You were where you were. I could have never actually thought into the future where we would be today.
Yeah, and it was very, very interesting because I asked Red Elk when he came over to here to visit, and it was very, very fascinating to me because I asked him, I said, is this Noyes real? Or is this just somebody of Mary Summer Rain's imagination? And he looked at me, he started to smile, and he said, no. He said, I knew her personally. He said, that is Noyes. And she really does have these visions. And most of these things, I know a lot of Christians just criticize. I get criticism a lot about, you know, why are you even mentioning this Charmin woman? Well, because this Charmin woman is really, really accurate. And I know there are a lot of haughty and very arrogant Christians who seem to think they alone have a corner on prophecy, when their own Bible tells them that the Lord says, I will pour out my dreams and my visions on all flesh, not just haughty, arrogant, nasty Christians. And I would tell them to get off their high horse. I'm not telling people to believe what she says. I'm just telling you that she does say all kinds of things, and she even admits she's Antichrist. She says so. She talks about the arrival. She goes into the arrival at great length. It's all coming to pass, just like she said it would. The government hiding all of this stuff, that the government's been involved with these aliens right along. And she claims there is not going to be a disclosure by the government. The disclosure is going to come by the arrival. And when these beings arrive, they will have proof, she says, that the Bible basically is garbage, that it been way misinterpreted. Like she says, what about first man, first woman? That no stand up now. So she's talking about Genesis. And these people are going to come and they're going to shoot Genesis full of holes. Well, that's exactly what the Bible says in Thessalonians. because they did not have a love of the truth, they're going to go into this strong delusion, of which Mary Summer Rain and her noise are going to obviously then, I'm not sure she's alive now, but if she is, they will go into this delusion.
Because you're talking about no eyes?
Yes. I think she died, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. And I haven't heard much more from Mary Summer Rain, so I don't know her condition, but No Eyes is gone, I believe.
Yeah. It's an amazing book, and people should really read it and just put it in the back of your mind. She talks about an economic collapse. She says stock market closes. Totally. Stock market goes to zero. Well, you and I can't even fathom the stock market going to zero. However, the New World Order can certainly fathom it, and that's exactly what they've got planned, to wipe out our economic system worldwide, and they have to do that so that they can bring in their Mark of the Beast system, the digital system. It's all digitized. It's incredible what is going on, and it's all focused, I guess, on one could say, on Bible prophecies coming true, like Jesus said it would, every word. And what else you got, Larry?
Well, I was wondering before you went anywhere, didn't she mention something like a green haze? Because
yes.
We're beginning to see green colors in the sky with these solar events.
Yep. She says it's a green haze, and it comes all the way down to the ground. If you know anything about Northern Lights, folks, you can go look in the Arctic and whatnot. Most of them are green. Anyway, this comes down evidently to the surface, which to me would be a radiation event, a plasma discharge event, which we're going to have. Going to have a lot of plasma discharge events. Everything is changing. It's changing rapidly. And speaking about our noise and the stock market collapse, here's a headline. We are experiencing economic devastation on a scale that America has never seen before. Well, I'll add that the world will have never seen before. Here's another one. COVID. Face masks at home. The latest sign that public health officials have lost any sense of perspective. They're even telling you to wear a face mask when you go to bed at night. Complete idiocy. However, if anybody would really follow what they're telling you from the beginning of this thing to the end of this thing, it's all designed to get your immune system lowered for phase two. And these people are murderers, and they're liars. In fact, here's another headline. Hidden FDA doc explains why liar Fauci opposes that hydroxychloroquine? Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that hydroxychloroquine, because it's pretty much banned in America, and Trump's even stopped talking about it, all over the world, they're finding out that really not only prevents coronavirus, it actually will cure it.
Yeah, they've got people on both sides of that fence. Some are saying it's extremely dangerous in overdosing. Who knows? I mean, they argue back and forth. I mean, it's like CDC, no, don't wear a mask. And, oh, yeah, you got to wear a mask. We're under mandate here in Wisconsin to our comrade governor has issued everybody has to wear a mask. And on and on and on it goes. And where it stops, we all know. The last thing we should maybe talk about, what do you think about this United States Communist China situation? Are we going to go to war with them at the same time? Everything else is going on?
Well, I'll say this. Oddly enough, and we haven't really hardly heard any details. I've seen it on a Fox ticker, but not on, prima facie news. Most of the news is covering the Beirut blast, and everybody's saying it's a mystery, and that or coronavirus or how bad Trump has done. But, by the way, we just fired a intercontinental ballistic missile with, I think it was three or four incomings that dropped out of it and landed off that Chinese, what is that, the Yellow Sea or the...
Yeah, I think so.
That region, but, you know, around the islands there. But this has got to be another warning to China to stop the moves that they're making, because what's the odds that America would fire an intercontinental ballistic that MIRVed and that stuff landed in the region of the China Sea? I think, literally, Stuart, now I don't ask anybody to believe me, but I think literally we're already at war with China. The rest of the world hadn't figured that out yet.
Yeah. And then while that's going on, we have these ghost attack fires and explosions that are continuing in Iran to this very night. And nobody knows who's doing it, but I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. I'll tell you what, folks, we're in a mad, insane matrix, just as the Lord said was coming. And you have to get yourself out of it. And Jesus told you how to do that. So anybody that kind of mocks all that, well, you're going to be your problem. There's an awful lot of, how do I say, very bad, evil doctrines floating around. And remember what the Bible told you. Do not be blown about by every wind of doctrine. Root yourself in the Scriptures. And that's the only book now we all have to find out what's true and what isn't. And that includes what's probably going on in the Middle East and probably who done it. We have to really look at that. And things are not good. This was probably a very bad judgment if it was done deliberately by Israel, which some people are saying. I don't know. We'll probably never know who did it. But the opinions of Israel's neighbors, not the facts, will probably determine the outcome of all this. What do you think, Larry? That's where I'm going with it.
Well, I would have to say that there was a lot of intelligence, you know, intel coming in indicating that Iran was behind a possible brand-new strike, missile strike, that was going to hit Israel and especially Tel Aviv just before this explosion.
Yep.
I did see images for a week or two there how that from satellite images they found Iranian missiles that Hezbollah had set up in residential districts, you know, inside Beirut. And,
yep,
you know, they were aiming and preparing to fire. They were having trouble on the borders. So the report is after this blast, though, that it's possible that Assad and his people are in bunkers inside Damascus, and that the Revolutionary Guard, most of the Iranians inside Syria, have gone into bunkers inside Damascus, which to me would be a really extremely good target. If you want to take Damascus out, you'd get a lot of bad guys.
Yeah, Isaiah chapter 17, folks, you might want to reread it. I'll tell you what, humanity just can't manage themselves. They're a fallen creature. They are in dire need of a redeemer, of a Messiah, but they're not going to accept that. That's a no-no, and that's just offensive to say that we need help. But we're going to get some help. It'll be fake help. It's called the arrival. And things are going to go downhill from that point on. Anyway, Larry, thanks for coming on. And we'll keep everybody posted if more comes. Nobody's going to know who did it. And for sure, Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, again. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This is a heads up. Who knows where this is going to go next? And it could happen anytime. So take care. Stay close at home. And don't be wandering off all over the United States. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.